Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Uncooked with your boy DB, Darren Brown. Try not to shake this table. This is real live in the paint, in the flesh. There's nothing phony. I got this iPad propped up with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 books. Like, this is this is no fancy studio stuff. I mean, it's not quite like, you know, ghetto, but it's not studio quality, not yet. So I entitled this episode, "It's Okay If You Don't Save." So my inspiration for making this episode is pretty much, I'm on Instagram, Facebook today, and I'm like, okay, everybody's rich. Everybody's rich on social media. For some reason, everybody's got way more money than me. People got Bentleys and Lambos and yachts, and I make good money and I can't afford none of that. So, but the thing is what's the psychological effect of me seeing all these people with so much that I don't have? Like, how does that rest with me? You know, how does that affect me? So because everybody has all this cool stuff doesn't mean you have to keep up with the Joneses. And I titled this episode, "You Don't Have to Save," because you know what? If you don't want to save, it's okay. You don't have to. Now, you have to live with the consequences of not saving. And I would never suggest to any of my clients, do not save at all. I would never say, hey, Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith, don't save any money. Don't save anything. You're fine. You don't need to save. No big deal. No. I encourage people to be intentional with their spending. If you want to take a nice European vacation 3 times a year versus saving, if that's what you want to do, is going to make you happy, then do it. And we can create a budget that'll get you there. Your budget is the vehicle to get you where you want to be financially. That's all it is. A budget is the vehicle. If you want to have, let's say, $100,000 in the bank by a certain age, that's fine. We can create a budget to get you there. That's what a budget does. A budget doesn't, there's no good budget, bad budget. And I encourage anyone, like I said earlier, be intentional about your spending. And instead of saying, you know, well, I can't afford this, or I can't afford that, or I don't have the money for this, instead change that narrative to, what do I want my money to do for me? Okay, I want to, like I used the illustration earlier, go on a trip 3 times a year. Okay, how can I get there? Let me spend my money in a way that allows me to reach my goals. Now, what that means, though, is, hey, if I want to do a European vacation twice a year, you know, that Jay-Z and Beyonce concert is coming up. In order to stay on track financially, I have to make the sacrifice. And that's the tough part for a lot of people. Making a sacrifice is the tough part. And staying on track financially means making those sacrifices. So instead of seeing that concert that you want to go to, if you want that European vacation 2-3 times a year, the Jay-Z Beyonce concert has to wait. Okay, you feel where I'm coming from? So you just have to be willing to make the sacrifices to get to where you want to go. That's the hard part. The hard part is not the money. Money's not the hard part. The hard part is the willpower and the sacrifice to get to where you want to go. That's my main thing as far as like building a budget. And we have nowadays in this society, financial shaming, money shaming, I would almost call it. And it's like, if you don't have a certain status, then you're considered less. Or it's like people are afraid to say, you know, I can't afford it. Or what I like to tell people is, it's not in my budget. I got money, I could buy that 100 times, but that's not in my budget. And there's nothing wrong with me saying that. Doesn't mean I'm, you know, a punk or a pushover or, you know, short on cash, but it's not in my budget. And I can say so confidently, and it doesn't bother me. This is one thing that I just wanted to share with everybody as far as the mechanics behind why it's important to create a budget and why your financial decisions you shouldn't feel bad about. Some people say, hey, you know what? I'm happy where I'm at and I can't take this money with me and I'm going to spend every dollar and I'm okay with that. And you know what? More power to you. If that's what you want to do, go for it. More power to you if that's what you want to do. But like I said earlier, you have to be okay with the consequences of living that lifestyle. So when you get older or down the line, when money is a little short, you may find yourself in a jam. Taking saving X amount of dollars to go on a trip 2-3 times a year is no different than saving that X amount of dollars to buy a new gun or I don't know, a model railroad track if you want. It's no different. And some people have this rhetoric that, well, if you're spending money toward traveling, you know, you can't spend it. People justify what they want to spend. Oh, I'm spending on traveling, so it wasn't a waste. Or I spent a ton of money at Whole Foods and I got all this healthy stuff, so it wasn't a waste. Spending is spending. There's no honor in spending it one way or another. Not in my book. Now, investing in your health and seeing the world and all that, I'm not getting into all that. I'm just getting into the cold hard fact of spending versus saving. So before I talk to any client about building a budget or creating a budget, I address the goals and the motivation behind why my clients want a budget, why they want to set their goals, the reason behind it. Because if you are not sincere about why you want the lifestyle that you want to live, and you can tell me anything, and you cannot out budget low willpower. You can't out budget that. No matter, I could come up with the best budget in the world, and no matter what, if a person that's just bent on not sticking to it, or not having any willpower, or being able to say no, I can't afford that, or being able to say, hey, that purchase is not going to put me closer to my financial goals, it's going to push me back. There's no budget that can save you from that. There's no budget that can save you from that. It's just not. Before I really get deep into how to organize expenses and how to categorize money, how much to invest and get deep into it, I think the conversation about why needs to happen first. You know, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live? And no matter what kind of lifestyle you want to live, it's okay. We're not judging you for it. So if you're the type of person that says, hey, I want to live on less, I want to save 50% of my income, and when I get older, I want to have a good amount of cash and investments and things of that nature, that's fine. If you're a person that says, hey, you can't take it with you, I want to save the minimum, I want to travel the world, I want to give to my kids, that's fine too. And we can create you a budget for either one. One is not worse than the other, but you have to do what makes you happy. And some people, honestly, let's be real, saving 50% of your income, it just does not make some people happy. No matter how much it makes financial sense, no matter how much it's the right thing to do, there are people that just don't want to do it and it doesn't make them happy. So what do you do then? Do what makes you happy. You want to blow all your money? Blow it. That's what I say. If you want to blow all your money, blow it. And again, I would never suggest for any of my clients to blow their money. But if this budget thing is not for you, you have to stand in your own truth and say, hey, this is not for me. This is not for me. And I'm not going to do it, which is okay. But before you start this journey, you have to be confident within yourself to say, hey, look, this is what I want. This is what I want. These are the sacrifices I'm willing to make to get to where I want. I still want to live comfortably. I don't want to have to eat, you know, crackers and water all damn day. But I want to save more. I want to pay my bills on time. I want to have some extra money left. I don't want to live check to check. Those are reasonable goals that you can budget for. And that money can be a vehicle to help you reach those destinations. So you don't have to feel like, you know, I have to be, 100 pounds eating beans and water in order to have a budget. No. But what the budget does is it helps you to focus on spending with intention. You ever seen a fire hose? Everybody on the internet wants to be sarcastic. You know, fire hose, regular fire hose. It's not like a metaphor for anything. But if you ever see a fire hose, when it goes, nobody's holding it, then you turn it on and it just goes all over the place. That's how your finances are without a budget. It's still just as powerful. And you know what? Some water might land on the fire, maybe. Some water, I'm sure, would get something done. I mean, the water's still coming out, right? But it's not putting out the fire with intention and with any focus or direction. And that's how your finances are without a budget. It's just everywhere. And the more money you make, what happens, people tend to think that, okay, if I make more money, that's going to fix my financial problems. No, all the more making more money does is it turns up the pressure to the fire hose. So now, instead of having, you know, maybe 100 gallons a minute come out, I don't know the water rates, you got 200 gallons a minute coming out. That fire hose is just going around with more intensity and spreading more water. There's still no sense of direction or purpose. A budget, however, allows you to gain control of that figure of fire hose and aim where you want that. You know, okay, let's put out this left side of the room. Let's put this fire out first. And then we put this fire out. And it allows you to direct your water flow or your cash flow in this case. It's the best thing you can do. Is it always going to be easy? No. Sometimes it's difficult going without and making those sacrifices when you're so used to just spending and you're used to having everything nice and having it now. I think that there's something deep about having the ability to go without. Because I feel like a lot of us, especially here in the United States, we have, for the most part, a lot of us have it pretty nice compared to a lot of bad places around the world. There are some areas around the world that are not good. And don't get me wrong, everywhere in the United States isn't all peachy keen. From a global standpoint, a lot of us in the United States have it pretty darn good. A lot of us haven't really had to go through some of the circumstances, some of us, that some people in these other countries have had to deal with. I've never been truly hungry. And I don't mean just like, I'm just hungry because I'm eating lunch. I mean truly hungry because I have no money or no resources. Hunger. I have not experienced that. I cannot say I have. I have not. Maybe you have. That's great. I haven't. But I think that there is something powerful in being able to go without certain niceties for the sake of accomplishing a goal. And in that, I feel like it's more earned. It's more earned. So I didn't just fall into this money. I earned. I accomplished my financial goal because I made the sacrifice. I did what it takes. And that's a big deal to me. Being intentional with your dollars is very important. Whether it's a lot of dollars or little dollars, being intentional with your money is very, very important. But like I said earlier, if it's not what you want to do, don't do it. Seriously. If it's not what you want to do, don't do it. I'd rather you be happy. And sometimes some people just require less. I have my own personal financial goals, where I want to be, where I am, increasing my financial knowledge as well as increasing my income. Those are my personal goals. Some people don't want to make more money. They just want to be happy with the money they have. And again, it's nothing wrong with that at all. So another point that I wanted to talk about is that, again, I'm not getting into specific budgeting details today. Today, I'm not doing it. Why do you want to be better with your finances? Is it for your kids? Is it for yourself, for your own personal goals? Is it because you want to be viewed a certain way? Do you want the status and the respect that comes with being considered successful? And let's be honest, guys, let's stop faking in the paint. People that have money are viewed with more respect. They're viewed with more respect. Bill Gates does not, and we don't get the same level of respect when we walk in a room. Now, I'm not going down a race thing and I'm not touching all of that stuff. I'm just saying, generally speaking, people that have money get more respect. And if that's what you want, it's nothing wrong with that. But before you undertake this journey, stand in your truth. You have to stand in your truth. Be honest with yourself. Why do you want a financial difference? What are your goals? What drives your goals? And if you just wake up one day and say, oh, you know, I just think I want to save 25% of my income. I got no goal. I got no plan on investing it. I just want to, just as an emergency fund. If you don't give those dollars a job, they're going to find a way to get out of your hand. They will find a way to leave you. Me personally, every single one of my dollars that is not sitting in a cash fund is invested somewhere. It's in a brokerage account somewhere, or is in a dividend, is in a 401k, is an IRA, is saved and put away somewhere where I can't easily, it's not easily accessible to me. I'm just sitting on a bunch of cash is not the way. Throughout this series, I'm going to go into detail about money in different categories. Money as a couple, money as far as it relates to kids, money as far as it relates to your friends, your family, how you're socially perceived, your own self-esteem. Money touches every aspect of our life. And it's going to be a great, great podcast because we're going to get into it and we're going to keep it real. And I'm not here to BS you or tell you, hey, you need to loan your mama some money every time she asks you for a few bucks. I'm not going to tell you that. So, you know, don't be offended if I say something you don't like. You decide to watch this podcast. But of course, we'll keep it respectful, but there might be some things that may not sit well with you. As the series progresses, we'll also get into debt, cash flow. I'll talk about investments, talk about what is a stock, what actually a stock even is, how dividends work. People getting very, very rich off dividends, very, very rich off of trading futures and commodities and cryptocurrency. People making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on these things. I'm just here to explain to you how they work. That's it. I'm not telling you to buy Bitcoin or Ripple or any of that stuff, or I'm not telling you where to put your money. I'll never tell you what to do with your money. I'm just here to show you how it works and to break it down to a regular level of a person that doesn't know anything about investing and show you how this works, because there is power in money. And the better you understand your money, the more power you have. The more you can control it, the more power you have. Those are my personal views. I believe that and I believe it strongly. We need to break the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And this is, I save this for last because this is the most important thing that I see and that I feel is the most damaging, is that paycheck to paycheck cycle. Man, I don't even know where to start with this. That makes life very uncomfortable for a lot of people. So last part of this segment, I have saved for the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And that will be one thing that I will get into deep detail about, because it's something that can be very, very crippling and it can make being successful very, very hard. When you don't have money to invest or you don't have money to save, because when you get $1,000 in, you have $1,500 worth of bills, and it's $1,000 going out, it makes it very, very difficult to gain traction and to get real progress at that level. So that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. And I'll get into that in the next segment of Uncooked. Well, that'll be it for this episode of Uncooked. Thanks so much, guys, for joining in with us. And we'll catch you next time. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And we'll be hitting you again in a couple of days.